KPCW talked to Randy Julander, Snow Survey Supervisor for the National Resource Conservation Service. He said it was an okay year for the three major rivers that originate in Summit County.
From the areas that we actually monitor, which is typically from about 6,000 feet and higher, the Weber, the Bear, and most of the Provo had pretty much a normal year in terms of snowpack. And in fact, most of them are fairly close to normal right now.
He said southern Utah definitely got the short end of the stick this winter.
It was a very strong gradient north to south. We had lots and lots of snowpack on the Bear, a little bit less on the Weber, and continuing less and less as you head further south. And the grand losers in this whole thing would be everything basically on the Virgin and southeast Utah around Monticello. Those particular areas got far the least amount of snow, melted out very early, and their runoff is, when we look at runoff in those particular areas, a lot of it showed virtually no snowmelt runoff at all. In other words, they got nothing. Yeah.
Julander discussed the drainages for the Virgin River.
All of the area around Panguitch South and from Bryce Canyon South and from basically Cedar City South, all of those mountains, Cedar Mountain, and those drained down into the Virgin. Of course, they had the least amount of snow, even at the higher elevation. In fact, we had one site down there, a little bit lower elevation site, that got a big storm early season and then didn't get anything for like 3 months straight, just like somebody nailed a board over the hoop. You couldn't buy a bucket any way, shape, form, or fashion.
In a recent period, the Cedar City area got 1 or 2 feet of snowfall, but Julander said that doesn't necessarily guarantee good news for stream flow. He said timing still plays an important role.
People say, well, you know, we had this great big snowfall. The problem is, the way we generate stream flow is we save up all of the snow and it melts. We save 6-7 months worth of snowpack and then it all melts over a 2 month period. It goes down, it saturates the soils, and when your soils are saturated, then you generate runoff. If your soils aren't saturated, then it just keeps percolating into the soil. Snowfall, a storm like this most recent one, falls onto an area that didn't have any snowpack on it, pretty much bare, and the soils are phenomenally dry. So that's snow that fell, gradually melted over a period of about 3 or 4 days, 5 days, and was entirely consumed by the soil and by the plants, showed very little runoff in our stream flow.
Snow Survey Supervisor Randy Julander. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.